Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Swipe. If you are enjoying the podcast, please make sure to subscribe and leave a review on whatever podcast app you use. This really helps other people find our podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at Let's Swipe Podcast. That's with two S's. We'd also love to hear your stories. Email us at letswipepod@gmail.com with questions, comments, or let us know you'd like to be a guest on the show. And now, this week's episode.
All right, well, hey Amy, how's it going?
I'm breathing. How are you doing, Amanda?
I am breathing as well, breathing with a slight cough, which is hopefully allergies, but I am getting a COVID test tomorrow to be sure.
Fingers crossed. I kind of
Yes.
heard about this. I'm not gonna divulge your secrets, but I hope it's allergies too.
Yeah, it's not too secret. I was just in proximity with somebody who tested positive, and so even though I always have this cough, and I'm sure that's all that it is, I'm gonna get tested just to be doubly, triply sure. So, but before this happened, well, let me back up. Because I've got a bit of a story for today. I know it's been a while since I've gone on a date, dear listeners, but I did go on a date. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. So let me back up and tell everybody how it happened because it was not an online date. I did not meet this person on any of the sites. I went to dinner and a movie. I saw the new James Bond movie with our friend Rachel, who we've discussed on the podcast way back in season one. So I hadn't seen her in several months because of COVID stuff and just life stuff. And so we went to go see the new James Bond movie. And while we were there, she was talking about setting people up because, of course, she helped instigate. There was a friend of hers who a while back wanted to go out on a date with me, so she kind of helped set that up. A few years ago, she thought that I might like this guy she knew and had like a little small, dinner, not really a dinner party, but a small little gathering. And so she was talking to me about how sometimes she wants to set her friends up, but she doesn't know how because it's just a really tricky situation to set somebody up because, we were talking. I was like, well, yeah, I didn't really like the little party sitch because I kind of felt like your eyes were on me the whole time. Like, oh, is she gonna, what's she gonna do? Are they gonna hit it off? And I was like, because also Rachel is a huge personality and we've known each other since we were 12 and, it's just,
Rachel is what I would call our social butterfly friend.
yes.
She is very much a knows everybody, and yeah, I remember when I first met Rachel, and it's kind of one of those things where it's like she does have a very strong personality, and I can totally, yeah, I'm
Yeah.
totally getting what you're laying down. I wish I could act more accurately describe it to everyone
Yeah.
else.
Right. 'Cause it's not a criticism of her at all. It's also a kind of a criticism of me because I am so shy and weird, I'm like, I don't really want people watching me. And so and she said, yeah, I know, you hated that. And it was like the guy didn't even stand a chance because like I just was not, I guess I was being myself, but I wasn't really being open to like
You had
meeting
other
somebody.
things on your plate.
Yeah. And so anyway, so we were just kind of chatting about that. And then I said, well, probably anymore in this, it's just, give somebody like somebody else's number. Be like, oh, hey, I think you might hit it off with this person, and okay it with each of them and then give one of them the number. Well, so she's like, oh, okay. She's like, I might have somebody for you. I might have somebody for you. And she says, she didn't tell me much about him at all. She just said, I really think you guys will hit it off. And so I was like, okay, sure, whatever. And then we watched a movie and then we went to dinner. And I was telling her about the one of the last dates I did have. Oh no, ha, ha, ha. I was telling her about the date that I was supposed to have coming up. So we went out on like a Thursday, and I was supposed to have a date on a Sunday with this guy that I had met on Bumble. And we had had a couple of exchanges on Bumble. He seemed nice enough. Honestly, he seemed kind of boring, but as I always say, people are often boring through text when you haven't met yet. I'm not great. And so I wanted to meet him in person to like give him a chance, but I was like not excited. And she was like, why don't you just have a phone call with him? And I was like, oh, that didn't occur to me. Like, it just occurs to me to go from like the Bumble texting to meeting. And I said, well, that's a really good idea. And she's like, yeah, because then you would know if you could actually have anything to talk about before you meet. And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And she's like, you need to meet this person that I think that you should go out with. And I was like, okay. And then I think she convinced me. I don't know why she could, like, I was very easily to convince to basically, like, not go out with Bumble guy. Because I was like, she was just like, you are not into him. Like, everything you're saying, you're not into him. Like, why even waste your Sunday afternoon? You've been so busy and overwhelmed lately. Like, you don't need this one more thing added when it's not going to go anywhere. And I was like, you know what? You're right. So I canceled the date. And then this guy who I'm going to call him Zach. Zach texts me that afternoon, Sunday afternoon. And he's like, hey, I got your number from Rachel, blah, blah, blah. So we text back and forth a little bit. Pretty nice conversation. It was just sort of like, how do you know Rachel? How do you blah, 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 blah. And then he was like, do you want to have a phone conversation? And I was like, yes, I definitely want to have a phone conversation. But I was in the middle of doing something for work where I had a deadline. And so I was like, hey, I can't talk tonight, but I'll get with you later this week. Well, of course, I was super busy all week, so I didn't get with him until the next weekend. And then I texted and I was like, hey, are you up for a phone call this weekend? Blah, 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 blah. And we chat on the phone and he was like, yeah, I thought you weren't interested because you didn't text me for like a week. And I was like, well, I said, I'm not really a big texter. And honestly, like, I don't know you yet. So I didn't want to text also until I had time to actually talk to you. So, and he was like, oh, I get that. Okay, cool. So we chatted for like an hour, hour and a half on the phone.
Oh, that sounds promising.
Yeah, he was really funny. I laughed a lot. I don't feel like we got to know each other on the phone call, but I feel like we got to know that like we could spend time together and it be a good time, you know, and like we had stuff to say to each other. I learned some things about him. Like he had a dog. He just, you know, moved into a new house. We like kind of talked about ghosts and joked around about that. So it was a nice conversation and we set up a time to go on a date, like an actual in-person date. And what I really loved about this was that we planned an actual date. It was not, let's meet for quick drinks, let's meet for coffee. No, we were going old school. We went, go ahead.
I was just going to say, everything about this feels old school, like from the fact that it was a friend of a friend kind of thing, which
yeah.
I love that. I wish, like our circle of friends has been friends for a long enough time that I feel like we all know each other's friends of friends. At this point.
Yeah. So it's really hard.
Circle.
Yeah. Well, and that's funny because I told Rachel, I was like, basically once a month, you need to be setting me up with somebody. I'm like, just find somebody to set me up with. Like that is much more enjoyable to me than this online dating stuff. So anyway, we planned a date. It was to go miniature golfing and then, you know, probably for dinner. And I was like, hey, I actually am on call in that evening, so I am going to have to be on my phone, like, have it out and check. It's, like, not a reflection of, like, if I'm having a good time or not, like, but I want to go out on the date, and the only time I can do it, the only time you could do it when I could possibly do it is when I'm on call. And so he was cool with that. Then he asks how old I am. And so I tell him how old I am, which I am in my early 40s. And I was like, oh, how old are you? He's 34. So a pretty big difference. But and so we both just were like, oh, like kind of shocked at that. And he was like, how do you feel about that? And I said, well, you know, it's not necessarily an issue. I said, I don't really put a hyper focus on age, but I do want somebody who I have shared experiences with, like shared, you know, generational experiences with, right? Like, right. I don't want to go out with somebody who's never seen, you know, whatever. Yeah, whatever. And so he was like, oh, no, I totally get that. I said, how do you feel about it? And he was like, oh, basically the same way. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, this is awesome. We're still going to meet. Hopefully, like, we're having a good time on the phone. We're going to have a good time. I feel like I'm talking like a monologue. Do you have anything you want to interject?
Well, I'm listening and I'm trying not to interject over the top of you because you're like, you're really excited about it. So I'm just listening and kind of letting you talk. So,
okay.
Had you not asked about had he not brought up the age thing, like if you wouldn't have known how old he was and like say 6 months from now, you found out that he was a lot younger, how would you have felt about it? Like, would it have even been an issue had you not known?
I mean, I think it would have been weird for me not to know 6 months into dating someone how old they were. But to the point of your question, I don't think age matters unless it matters. So, like, if we had been dating for 6 months and, like, we were getting along and seeing the world the same way and, like, not having huge gaps in our understanding of things, then I don't think it would have mattered. Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that because when I was dating W, I don't know if do I refer to him as W or Wayne? Mm-hmm. I guess it really doesn't even
matter. W.
Okay, sorry.
Well, it's both now.
So W is Wayne, and he was 13 years older than me, and the age difference was not really ever a thing for me until we started talking about afternoon cartoons, and I was like, oh yeah, I totally watched He-Man when I was a kid, and it was like, at the time I was watching He-Man, he was graduating from high school, and I'm just like, oh. And you know, it was just like, that was the moment where it became a thing.
Yeah, when it like hits you in the face like that. Yeah. Well, I wasn't worried about it, and so I'm going to go back and I hope later it doesn't sound like I'm retconning anything, but I'm just going to say it now. So like the only red flag to me on the phone call, it wasn't the age thing. It was that a lot of the jokes he made were self-deprecating isn't the right word, but like insecure. So a lot of the jokes he was making was like about I just told that story and now you're not going to want to, you're not going to want to talk to me. I guess I shouldn't have said, like, I mean, he was just these weird jokes of like, oh, well, I guess you're not going to like me after this. And cause he would say something silly that I was like laughing at. And then he would be like, oh, that's kind of a weird thing to say on the phone to somebody that you're just talking to. You're not going to want to see me. And he would just kind of make a lot of those kind of jokes, which I chalked up to nervousness.
If our friend Rachel is doing her job and she's trying to match like with like, mm-hmm. I can kind of see that being, you know, I feel like I kind of do that when I'm nervous. I make really dumb jokes and I talk unnecessarily to cover up my nervousness.
Yeah, I think that's a
cool job interviews, by the way.
I think that's a really common thing. And I, but it was, I will say he did sort of made those, because like the stories he was telling was actually really funny, but then he would almost like blow it by saying his story wasn't that good or wasn't that funny. But he was
an insecure or a self-confidence thing.
Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? Like, he's nervous. It's fine. Like, whatever. Like, because I was having a really good conversation, you know, with him. And then we even texted once. One day, because it was like we made the date for Thursday or Tuesday, and then he realized he had a work event he had to go to, which weirdly he said he got an award for being like, I don't know, like you know, good employee or top employee or something. But then when I asked him about it, like, he was like, oh, it's not important. And I was like, okay. And so anyway, we changed the date to Wednesday, and then we kind of like, we were joking, and he like sent some funny gifts, and it was like, I was like, wow, I normally hate texting people I don't know yet, but this was like actually nice. So anyway, I go to the date, and what do you expect when you see mini golf? Like, if you're going to go mini golfing, what do you expect to encounter at a mini golf place?
Windmills, shooting something through the mouth of an object, you know, like obstacles, like you got to hit the ball through things. I went mini golfing before one of my school dances. We played mini golf in our formal dresses. So when you say mini golf, that's actually the first thing I remember is mini golfing in a formal gown.
Well, I expect all those things except for the mini, except for the formal gown. But the mini golf place we went to, unfortunately, fortunately, they are expanding and they're creating like this really huge mini golf area. But unfortunately, in order to remain open, they just sort of built this like very bare bones mini golf course that doesn't have any obstacles or any windmills or anything fun. It's just like green putt-putt with like some hills for some of them.
They at least have the one where you have to hit it, like you have three choices, and depending on where you hit it, the ball will come back or you'll get a free game, or you're like, the last one, you always get a choice which hole you put it in.
Mm-hmm. There was none of that. Yeah. I was expecting that too. That was always my favorite part of mini golf, was that last one where you pick where your ball is going to go. But there was none of that. It was whatever. But we were having a pretty fun time. We were joking a lot. I thought maybe we would start talking about some things of substance, but he just wanted to joke the whole time, which, okay. And, but again, his jokes now were starting to wear on me a little bit, because they were still a lot of the same insecure jokes. And so he would be joking about if he missed the hole, you know, or whatever. And he'd just be like, oh, I guess I'm not a very good player. And it's just, you know, sort of like, you know, some of those jokes is fine and can be funny and can lighten the tension. But like consistently making those jokes, I was like, okay. But I'm like, you know what? Nerves. And I just kept. Yeah. Rachel, if you were listening to this, Rachel, I was being so open. I was being so open-minded. So then we decided to go to dinner, and this mini golf place was near where my parents live. So I hadn't been to any of the restaurants right around there, but I'd heard it's also where like I grew up. So, I mean, I have friends who live over there.
Just tell me that you weren't out to dinner and you ran into your parents while you were out.
If we had gone to the place that I recommended, but I was like, okay, well, there's restaurant A, which I've heard really good things about. I know my parents go there. I know it's inexpensive. I know they have a wide menu. I know it's very popular. And I was like, and there's also this other place that I've heard of, but I don't know as many people who've been there. And so he's like, oh, okay. And it's literally across the street. Okay, there's these two strip malls across the street. One is in one and the other is in the other. And he gets out his phone and he's like, oh, do you use Yelp? And I was like, well, sometimes I use Yelp, but I also just go by like word of mouth. And like, I've heard really good things about restaurant A.
You talk about this guy, the more it reminds me of Mike.
Okay.
Because Mike is like that too, where he makes the same jokes and they're like really bad. Sometimes they're like the dad jokes and you're just like, oh my God, just kill me. This is horrible. I'm so tired of these jokes.
Well, and his weren't even the dad jokes. His really were just like insecure, self-deprecating jokes. They weren't like, I mean, I'm here all day for like silly puns and dad jokes. I mean, but this was, you know, but whatever. I'm still at this point, I'm like nerves. He's trying to like, whatever. So he's like, well, what about this restaurant? And I was like, well, I've never heard of that restaurant. Maybe it's new, whatever. But like, okay, we can try it. It's still in the same. I didn't want to go farther than those strip malls because I was on call and I might have needed to leave. And so he's like, oh, you can just hop in my car. And I was like, okay, we're going across the street. Like, I don't really like hopping in cars with people I don't know. But I was like, okay, cool. And so he opens the door for me and, you know, shuts the door after I sit down. And we go, he map quests. And I'm like, literally, like, I can show you how to go there. Like, I grew up over here. It's just across the street. He's like, well, I just feel better, like, MapQuesting. I was like, okay. Or he didn't say MapQuest because he's, you know, 34. But he said, you know, Google Maps it or whatever. Generational thing right there. I still say MapQuest.
Let me throw it in the GPS.
Yeah. And so we get there and we get out of the car. And I think he tried to open my door for me, but I got out before, and he was like, oh, and I'm like, okay. And then we walk up, and as I'm walking up, I'm like, this place looks really fancy. This place looks really expensive. And I said, oh, you know, this place looks kind of fancy. Are you sure you want to, oh yeah, this looks great. This looks great. Let's go in. And he's like, not at all picking up that I'm sort of like, you know, restaurant A is still right over there. Like, I clearly am not, like, interested in going to this fancy restaurant.
Picking up on that you were slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah. And because he was trying to impress me.
Yeah.
And so we're not dressed for a fancy restaurant. We were just playing mini golf. We were not wearing our formal wear. You know, I didn't know that mini golf was good formal attire activities. I should have talked to you before.
This is like 1994 or so. Times have changed.
So anyway, long story short, too late. We go in and, you know, it's like, the waitress was like, would you like a vegetarian menu or the regular menu? And I'm like, okay, a restaurant that looks as fancy, it has two separate menus. Like, I was like, well, I'll take the vegetarian menu. So we go, we sit down. Everything is so expensive. And I'm already, like, I'm not paying. Like in my head, I'm just like, I'm not paying. I always offer to pay. But, like, I very clearly was sending signals that I wanted to go to a cheaper place. I offered to pay mini golf, and he wouldn't let me. And he goes, oh, offer to pay. Oh, wow, that's as good as paying. I'd never let you pay. So I already was like, okay, he's paying for dinner, whatever. Which I know, it was kind of nice to be like, well, I can order whatever I want, but I still ordered something. I ordered one of the most inexpensive things on the menu. And then I wasn't drinking because I was on call. He was drinking. I said, you should drink, like, you know, it's okay. Like, I don't care. So he did. During dinner, things started to go south.
Oh no.
Amy, How much do I care about money, and how much do I value people talking about money all the time?
I'd say that would be like a minus zero if such a number existed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a big fat negative in the red. Don't give a shit. Don't care.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I like being able to do what I want to do. It would be nice to have money, but if you have money, you still don't need to talk about it.
Exactly.
Right. So, multiple times throughout dinner, he talks about how much money he has, like how, oh, he makes so much money at work. Oh, he's doing so well for himself. You know, oh, I can, you know, I can drop money on this. I can drop money on that. And at one point,
instant turn off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have to talk about how much money you make, then you are definitely not for me. I don't know if it's an upbringing thing, but I was always brought up like, you don't really brag about that kind of stuff. You know, you don't really, you know, I'm not comfortable talking about it or gloating about.
Why gloat about it?
I want everybody to know it. I don't care.
Yeah. Right. And I thought that too, because it's like, so I did grow up I grew up very privileged. I did not know how privileged I was at the time, but living life, I have learned.
I think you and I have that very, that is one thing you and I have in common very much.
But we didn't talk about it, and we didn't, it was like, yeah, if we wanted to do something, like, we could usually do it. And so that's what I didn't realize, like, oh, there are people who can't just go out to dinner every weekend, and their parents don't, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. But we didn't talk about it. We didn't live lavishly. We didn't think we were better than other people. It was not something that was, you know, something that was like, that we talked about. And like, you would never brag about any kind of money you had. So at one point, he says, he's talking about work, and he's like, oh, I guess I have it like really good at work. I have little responsibility and a big salary.
Oh God.
And so I just said, oh, well, my job is the opposite of that. Because my job is a whole lot of responsibility and not a big salary. And that's fine. That's my choice. Like, I don't, and in another context, him being like, oh yeah, I love my job. It's like really not that much responsibility and I make a good paycheck. That's a different thing.
It was the way he was talking about it and the way he was, you know, it wasn't like, it felt like he was bragging about it.
Yeah. And so then we did get a little bit more in depth about each other. I feel like he very often was bringing the conversation back to him. So, I mean, I asked him lots of questions. So I was learning about him, and then he would ask me some questions. Usually they were the same question that I had asked him. And then he would kind of listen for a while and then make a joke and bring it back to him. And I was like, okay, again, I am still kind of chalking up a lot of this to nervousness and insecurity, because at this point in the date, I was like, okay, this isn't going terribly. It's not going terribly well either, but he still seems like a nice guy. He's fun. And he was handsome. And I was like, I would definitely go, like, through the dinner, I'm like, I would definitely go out with him again and hope that some of this stuff would just like calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that is where I was for most of the dinner date. Then he kind of,
there's a big butt coming.
Yeah. So then the check arrives and we're still chatting, and then the waiter comes by to pick something up and he says, oh, how was everything? And so I, of course, say to the waiter, oh, it's delicious. Thank you so much. And the waiter leaves, and he's, you know, he's of course paying the bill. I didn't even offer, which like, that was like, I've never not offered, but I didn't even offer. Cause I was like, I didn't want to come here. You wouldn't let me pay like the $6 for mini golf, whatever, you can pay for that. You've been talking about how much money you make all fucking night. You can pay for this meal.
Yeah. Prove it.
Yeah. And so the bill was $76.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good for two people.
Yeah. How much would you tip on $76?
Probably at least, I'm trying to do the math in my head, and I like 15% would be like, it would be at least $15, probably closer to like 18.
So $15 would be a 20% tip. So, okay. Right. And so that would be, especially in pandemic times, my low. Like, that's as low as I would go.
I tend to tip more whenever I'm out right now, just because I know I'm with you. People who are working right now are, you know, they're putting themselves out there in harm's way, and I'm very grateful for them giving good service. And
mm-hmm.
I'm even if the service is not that good, I will still tip decently, just because we're all struggling right now.
Right. And so
I could afford to go out to dinner right now, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So like a 20% tip, which would have been about $15, is the lowest that I would conceive of.
Right.
Our waiter was very attentive, so I might have tipped a little bit more. Especially, it's like, you, if you can afford to go out to a nice meal, it's going to cost $76 for two people. You should be able to afford to tip the waiter. He did not tip $15.
Oh no.
He tipped $5.
Oh my God, that's almost criminal.
I was mortified. I, of course, had no cash on me. I'll get to that in a minute. But at this point, I'm like, oh no, no, no. It would have been bad under any circumstances, but when you think about how much during the date he talked about how much money he had.
And then to stiff the waiter like that, that's like a show of character that says it all.
Mm-hmm.
You yes. don't go out on a date and that's like being mean to your waiter. You might as well have just spat in his face or said you suck. Because that's basically what his tip is saying.
Yeah, and it's funny because he wanted props for not saying that it sucked. Because remember when I said the waiter came by and said, how was everything? And I said, oh, it was delicious. Thank you. He says to me, did you notice I didn't say anything when the waiter came by? And I was like, oh, no, I like didn't because I didn't. I was like, you know, whatever. And he's like, yeah, you know, I don't believe in kind of just fake niceties. And so I just, you know, if I everything was not good. The food was not very good. So I decided I shouldn't tell the waiter that, but I wasn't going to lie. So did you notice I just didn't say anything?
As a consumer, as a client, as a customer, if it's not to your liking, you are supposed to say, oh, I don't really like this, or, oh, this isn't what I was expecting. Most of the time, if you say, you know, I ordered this, but it is just, I'm not crazy about it. Most of the time, someone's going to say, oh, well, can we get you something else?
Right.
It's like the night that we went out and you got guacamole and you didn't like the guacamole. And that was like not a fancy place.
No. And I mean, so the Midwestern in me is like, I wouldn't say anything. I would say the meal was delicious no matter what. Right. That's the toxic Midwestern that's in me. Right. But I was just sort of like, why are you telling me this? Like, why do you want me to know that you didn't like the meal? You know, whatever. I'm like, is that why you gave the waiter a shitty tip?
Yeah.
It's not the waiter's fault.
Right.
So I just sort of, at that point, I was just like, get me the fuck out of here. And so, of course, my car is at the mini golf place. So he takes me back. I just get in the car. I don't let him open the door. And I was sort of like, I pick up on the fact. And also, Rachel. Rachel, if you're listening. I know you probably like to have doors opened for you. You know very well that I am uncomfortable with like shows of that kind. I do not like, yes, the restaurant door, sure. But my car door, I am not, I can open my own car door. Like I am an independent adult. Like I'm just not into those kinds of things. So it's like, Rachel, help a dude out and let him know, hey, don't open her car door. She's not going to think that that's romantic. She's going to think that that's awkward. Okay? Just telling you, if you send me out with somebody else. Oh, but that reminds me, too, that then when we got to the restaurant, I, because I'm a human being who got to the door first, opened it for him to go in. And, of course, he made a big deal about that.
Big whoop-dee-doo.
It's like, oh, my God. So, anyway, we get back in the car. He takes me to my car. And I'm, like, at this point super antsy because all I can think is I need to go get cash so that I can go give the waiter more tip because I am mortified at the tip that was left. And I've told a couple people this story, and they said, well, why didn't you just say something to him? And it's like, well, A, I can't force somebody to tip. B, I had to get back in the car with him I've told guys things and then they've gotten irate and unreasonable. Like, I didn't need to deal with that.
Yeah, all you wanted to do was get the hell away from this guy. Just get to the end point as quickly as possible. And confronting him is just going to make, all that's going to do is put an obstacle in your path as to make it harder to get away.
Exactly. 100%. So we get to the mini golf place. He gets out of the car to give me a hug. And I was like, see ya. And I get in the car and I told him, I was like, oh, because that's also how I was like, because he wanted to keep chatting. I was like, oh, I have a call. I got to call this person back because I'm on call. So I'm in my car and I actually like legit was checking to make sure I hadn't missed any. Because like I wasn't on emergency on call. It was just like I need to be available. And right. So I was just making I hadn't missed any calls. And so I'm sitting there not moving because I'm doing stuff in my car. And he won't leave. He would not leave the parking lot until I pulled out and left.
Oh God.
And again, it's like, that's not you being gentlemanly. That is you being
a stalker,
overbearing, controlling,
creepy,
creepy. So I was like, fuck it. And I pull out and I go to the gas station because I had no cash. So I go to the gas station and I had to take out money in the ATM. So I was like an extra $5, you know, service fees. I get the money. I go back to the restaurant and I find the waiter. And I was like, here, I just wanted to give you this because I'm so sorry about like the tip that he left. And the waiter was very appreciative and like, oh, thank you so much. Like you didn't need to, but thank you. Thank you. And I'm like, yeah, I did need to. Like this guy is a motherfucker. So... which is interesting because I essentially tipped the amount that my meal was. So I guess I did pay for my own meal because my portion of the $76 was, very small. So anyway, that was that.
And here I was hoping that you would have like this started off so well and it went.
I mean, I really wanted to take you on the ride that I went on.
You did a good job. I feel like I crashed and burned with you.
Yeah. So, dating, it's fun.
Well, I don't want to get into toxic positivity or any of that crap, but at least it was a good experience that you got to meet someone outside of online dating.
Yeah.
That sounds so pokey. Like,
no, I mean, they were positive too. I mean, I had, for most of the evening, I was having a fun enough time. Like I've been wanting to go mini golfing for a while. I mean, he was good company for most of it. It just really, but the warning signs were there. Like,
yeah.
And I always feel like I must be going out with the wrong guys because I feel like there's always these things that like are big turnoffs for me. And I feel like, you know, there's this pressure like, well, maybe I'm being too picky. Maybe I'm not giving guys enough chance. And so, but I just feel like whenever I'm like, okay, you know what? That's just him being a little insecure. It'll even out. That's just this. That's just that. It never turns out to be just that. It always turns out that those things are red flags.
You know, this kind of reminds me of like me on another episode where I'm talking about setting boundaries and feeling bitchy about setting boundaries. And, you know, this is kind of the same vein. You shouldn't feel bad about saying this isn't what I want. Yeah. Like you said, you're sort of compromising on this stuff and you're not making yourself happy. So
yeah.
Should not feel bad about sticking to our guns about what we want.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, I think it is possible for people to be too closed off to others and look for the faults too much, but I do think that
on the same vein, it's also too easy to forgive people for obvious things that
Yeah. Flaws.
Right. We'll just call them red flags.
Yeah.
Red flags are red flags.
Yeah. And so, you know, I mean, I honestly wish this guy the best. I'm hoping that it's just, he has some growing up to do, but the no tipping thing, the barely tipping thing. I mean, honestly, in a way I'm glad he did it, because it was like, that was like a 100% like, okay, why am I excusing all of this ridiculous stuff when that's inexcusable? Like, what he did was inexcusable with that tip. And to brag about how much money you have for most of the dinner and then to do that, like, so what do you think of waiters? What do you think of working class folks? What do you think of people who make less money than you? Like, obviously not much. And so that was, and then also he made a few comments. He grew up in a not super affluent area of our city, but a relatively, you know, upper middle class. And
probably nicer than where I grew up.
Yeah.
It's just definitely not.
And he made some disparaging remarks about people who are from some different areas of where we live. Mm. One of those areas is the area I work in. And that was like, and I pushed back. I did not let my toxic Midwesternness get the better of me there. I pushed back when he was saying that stuff. And then he quickly switched gears. I mean, nice guy. I understand why Rachel thought we would hit it off. And in fact, we did have a lot, like we had a lot of fun the first initial conversation. So I totally understand why she paired us. But I think she, didn't know him that well. And he admitted that he didn't know Rachel very well. So I think she had probably just had a few somewhat superficial interactions with him and was like, he's cute. He's funny. I think he and Amanda have a similar sense of humor and all of those things. Like, she was right about. It's just once you got deeper into knowing him, it became clear that, like, he is not that person. Yeah. So, I guess I'm back on the sites.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, I haven't. You remember that boo with the, that does the Myers-Briggs thing?
Uh-huh.
I did actually get, whenever I would go on there, it was like, no souls, no souls. And I actually did get three messages, but one of them was really weird. He asked me like a question and I answered and I asked him some questions and then he answered, but he was like, this is my real picture. And he sent me a picture that was from his profile. And I was like, well, I didn't think your pictures were fake. It was just kind of funny. But he's actually from Kansas City. So once I realized that, I was like, oh, hey, dude. Kansas City is a state that is like near, or not a state, is a city, but I should edit that out. Anyway, I found out he's from a faraway state. So I was like, oh, we shouldn't be talking. And then another guy, it just sort of nice, but you know, whatever. I guess I was going on a date with this other guy, so I just let those drop, which I probably shouldn't have. But that's where I am. Just still plugging away, hoping to find something. But
I have sort of other priorities right now.
Yeah. Well, and I think we're going to hear about those priorities more next week, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to steal your thunder. I'm sure I'll have another episode where it'll be all about me.
So. Yeah, I know today was all about me, but I guess it's because,
well, I don't exactly have anything going on in my life. So that works out perfectly well for me.
Well, and honestly, I hadn't had like a full real date story in a while because all my dates have been like silly, like, you know, walking dates or whatever. So it was really nice to go and have like a actual date, you know, activity and dinner and, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, I think that probably then wraps us up.
Yeah, I can collect my thoughts for the next episode so we can catch people up on where I am.
Yeah, and I am looking forward to that episode, which I think is just going to be you and Erica one-on-one, and yeah. I'm excited for it. So, well, I guess everybody, we will see you next time. We've got some exciting things going forward, and we hope you will follow us there. But in the meantime, have a good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks again for listening to Let's Swipe. We will be back again next week. Until then, happy swiping!